The following programming is sponsored by Factorum Business Solutions. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
They study me like recitals. I'm flattered I'm an idol. That means I'm inspiring growth. I'm beside myself. Spirit is lifted a whole. This isn't a boast. I have been given the most. Go through my body and work. That's a lot of hours for your pride. Insomnia working. That's true. They might see the dirt true. They gon' see the work too. Don't forget to look up at the stars. My boy, watch. I can help you with them bars. My boy, hit a boat, shakes and a check hurt. I'm the best out. Wanna be the best hurt. Put my life.
Welcome to the Tony Tennis Show by Players and Voices of the People. I'm Randall Jefferson. Evidently, we don't have Pat Edouard with us today. This is our last show of the year, and then we'll be coming back in 2022. Our show covers major issues impacting the nation, region, and local municipalities and communities from a candid and bipartisan perspective. We want to hear from you, our listeners. Call, join the conversations. You could call, you could send us your comments via social media. Our Twitter handle is at Tone and Tenor. Our Instagram handle is at Tone and Tenor Radio. Our call-in number is 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306. Our phone lines are now open. Today's opening statement, which was written by Pat Edouard, co-host of the Tone and Tenor Show, he states, "You can't gripe and grieve if you don't plan on getting involved. A plan without a goal is a wish. There's a difference between commitment and surrender. Power concedes nothing without demand." You know, that statement right there, there's a difference between commitment and surrender. Also, if you don't have a plan, without a plan, you will fail, you know, and you have to be organized. You know, you have to communicate. You know, that's one of the biggest problems we have today in our society is the lack of communication. You can demand communication from one group of people, but when you don't do it, you should not be able to demand the same communication. There's nothing to pick up a phone. There's nothing to text. You know, we live in a modern day era. You know, if you were going for a job interview, you have to make sure your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. Everything is not about payment. But we live in a capitalistic society where a lot of folks feel as though that you have to be paid for everything you do. Commitment. That's a strong word. You know, a lot of folks say they're committed to a cause. They say they're committed to the rebuilding of their community. They say they're committed to things that are dear, so-called dear and close to their hearts. But as we go into 2022, I challenge everyone to look in the mirror at themselves, and that includes myself, and look at what your level of commitment will be. Your level of commitment will be to yourself, to your friends, to your family, and to your colleagues. What are the issues today? Our topic today is a real interesting topic. Again, you know, we were supposed to do a financial show involving a gentleman from the Forbes Foundation. But, you know, at the last minute, he canceled. You know, after sending everything, but these things happen. It's commitment. Our title today of the show is Here We Go Again. Will we see change or more of the same? Throughout this year and the past year, there has been a lot of things that have gone on in these United States and around the world. And it has been exposed by COVID-19. And it continues to be exposed through the commitment of folks getting the vaccine or not getting the vaccine, to adhere to the rules or lack of rules. People being awarded for doing their jobs, not going beyond their job, doing their job. As I said, come 2022, we're going to call names. We're going to take no prisoners, because the other side of this whole situation is the involvement or the lack of involvement of media within throughout the United States. The media is not, a lot of the media is not walking that straight down the line. And that's one of the problems. That's a big problem, because there is no happy medium. You know, we say we are bipartisan. Bipartisan means you can, by means to. That just doesn't mean Democrat and Republican. We include independents. And throughout this country, that's part of our problem. We have gotten so in tune to Republican versus Democrat. Independents get lost in the sauce, because in some states, they have closed state primary elections. So then what happens is no one from either one of those parties, the independent, has to decide to vote on the lesser of the two evils. They have no say on who is in there. In an open primary, independents can vote for either or. This is part of the problem, people, that people are scared of, because it'll start to expose and will start to evolve into having good people, possibly, in elected positions and not selected positions. When I say selected, that means that folks go before these unions, goes before these special interest groups. They make their bid. They get this money thrown behind them, and they're able to put money on the street and pay people. That's what that's about. You know, I actually was at a meeting this week, and the major talk of somebody, of people wanting to run for office for 2023, is how much money they have to raise. How much money they have to raise. You know, who will you become beholden to? Think about it. Think about it, folks. You know, are you going to be beholden to someone? Are you going to be committed to a cause? Are you going to be committed to do the job for which you said you want to do? Or are you going to be all over the place? 2021 is still going to go out with COVID still being the number one problem around the world. And it will continue to be that until millions and millions of people are vaccinated, or science and medicine gets a real, real handle and control on this. And folks do what needs to be done. You know, in Philadelphia, there's going to be a game, big game involving the Washington Redskins and the Eagles. Last report, 18 players may not play. That number may be higher or lower today. What did they do? Is COVID-19 and this new strain, Omicron, really the problem? Think about it, people. Think about what's going on, what's going to happen in these United States. Look around your cities. As you go into 2022, there are record numbers of gun violence, crimes being committed. But when your top law enforcement officer says or talks about crime, and then you have people that, one of the biggest problems we have as a people, as black people, we always have to have somebody, when a person that's not of color says something or does something, and they want folks to believe that they are sincere, they go and have someone of color stand up there and sign off. Oh, yes, he was sincere. He really meant it. Take a look at the people that are standing behind these folks. Do your due diligence. How can you trust ethics? How can we look at a top law enforcement enforcer in this city who continues to have and be fined ethics violations? Like it's no big deal. How can we, gun violence doesn't become a real problem until a state senator's office that also housed the NAACP has a bullet or bullets go through their windows. Money is not the answer. We've been throwing money at these organizations or to these organizations for years. Transparency is an answer. Seeing what's being done with that money, open books. Folks, remember, if you donate to a nonprofit, you can ask that their books be opened. Think about it. And as we go into 2022, what will be the biggest concern of these United States? We're going through global warming. We're going through climate change. We had whole cities recently taken out by tornadoes, flattened. We have icebergs in Antarctic melting. But when Al Gore said this years ago, people thought Al Gore, former Vice President Al Gore, was crazy. Think about it. Climate change issues. At least 5 people are dead after a storm swept across the Great Plains and the Midwest. This was on just this week, Wednesday, bringing record-breaking winds and more than a dozen tornadoes across 4 states. In Kansas, 3 people died in a car crash related to the storm. And in Minnesota, and in Osmond County, man was killed when a 40-foot tree fell on him. At least 21 tornadoes was confirmed in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, per the National Weather Service. They sent storm survey teams to those areas. In Iowa, at least 13 tornadoes touched down, and storm surveys were ongoing Thursday. That's just this week. The Weather Service, and EF2 with around 120 mile-an-hour wind struck near Atlanta, Iowa. This is what's going on. I mean, we're in December on the East Coast in Philadelphia, and this week we had record number days. And then we're going to plummet. People are getting sick behind this. There is no answer out there yet. You know, we have infrastructure issues. How will they be changed come 2022? Are we really going to buckle down in 2022 and really address real issues, putting photo ops and rallies aside? Are we going to do that? Or are we going to still have business as usual? Again, that opening statement, you can't gripe and grieve if you don't plan on getting involved. A plan without a goal is a wish. You know, my saying is if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. You know, those are words that people should live by. You know, and I'm not perfect, by no means, and none of us are. But we need to really look at how things are going to evolve in 2022. Because we only got a couple of weeks left in 2021. And 2021 has seen record numbers of crime, record numbers of murders all across this state, all across this country, deaths by weather, infrastructure, bridges falling down. And the answer to these problems, time and time again, to some of them is throw money. But if you throw money without the transparency of making sure those issues are fixed and done properly, then you're wasting money. You know, as you ride through the streets sometimes, you see them starting to work on the streets, tearing up streets. Well, if you know anything, you know that fiscal years, July 1, if the money's in budgets, that money has to be used if it came from the federal government. Otherwise, if you don't use it, you may not get it next year or the year after, or you lose it. These are real issues, people. Affordable housing. What is the word affordable housing? Will there be really affordable housing in our urban cities in 2022? And what is the meaning of affordable housing? There are so many variations of that definition depending on who you talk to and which city, which elected person you talk to, or what have you. There are so many. So many. So many issues. You know, nonprofits owning public land or be given public land without being scrutinized, without having their books opened, without going through their boards and their leaderships with a fine-tooth comb and look for any for indiscretions. Are they continuing what they were doing then, or are they doing something different now? These are the things that we have to look at. 2022 is going to bring redistricting across this country. You know, in Pennsylvania, the redistricting in one congressional district may make it easier for a African-American state senator to unseat the present congressman. And what's interesting is this same state senator, Sharice Street, is sitting in the room helping to map out the redistricting into a district where he may decide to run for Congress. Is that fair? Is that fair? Think about it, people. These folks will do whatever they, it's not about money. It's about the continuance of power. It's about the continuance of power because, frankly, they could make more money, some of them, if, you know, some of them couldn't even get a real job somewhere else. Some of them could. With that said, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. I'm Randall Jefferson. Our co-host, Pat Edward, is not with us today. Commitment. Commitment. A good word to use.
I can't call this rapping. More like relapse. Don't feel like talking if you metaphorically speaking. Told me all those similes that don't be reaching. And those beats you rather sequence all evening when you should be preaching, teaching kids something. Maybe the ones and twos are how you flew the coop during duck season. We out here dying like everyone said, mother breathing. The hood ain't nowhere for angels, so grieving. Who can we trust either? Well, I can't trust neither. Friend or foe, cause it sure is the rising sun. They'll cut you like ninja swallows. Beware of the drunken masters that tattle by business walls. To the very villains that you home your skills of killing foe. While the geishas that you favor pretend like they love your kind. Rather a piece of your kingdom than a piece of your mind. In a world of sightseers. Love is blind. These lonely thoughts pass the time on my way to Zion. Cruise. All right. All right.
All right. All right. Welcome back to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. I'm Randall Jefferson. Our co-host for the show is not with us today. Pat Edward, this is our last show of 2022, last live show of 2021, I'm sorry, as we go into year 2022. While everybody's out there scrambling and spending money on Christmas, trying to boost the economy, again, our COVID numbers are rising. Our numbers across the city are up in Philadelphia. Our numbers across the country are rising. You know, there have been over 100,000 new cases. 100,000 new cases a day. In Pennsylvania alone, we had 1.87 million cases of COVID. 35,095 deaths. This was 2 days ago, according to Our World data. That's Pennsylvania. In the United States, 50.5 million. 802,000 deaths. If I wanted to break it down by county, as you know, most people realize if you're listening to on social media, Philadelphia is both a city and a county. Philadelphia had 201,000 cases of COVID, 4,171 deaths. Next largest county, which is Allegheny County, which is in the western part of the state, 161,000 cases, 2,620 deaths. Montgomery County, which is just borders Philadelphia County, 99,000 cases, 99,151 cases, 1,950 deaths. This virus is not a joke. This virus does not discriminate. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat, Republican, Black or white, Latino, rich or poor, homeless or with home. It doesn't matter. It's attacking everyone, young, old. And people, this is real. You know, we have institutions of higher learning that will probably rethink, again, what are we going to do? Here we go again. Will we see change or more the same in 2022? What will be done with COVID? These higher institutions of learning are now going back, some of them to virtual, because of the rise of COVID cases. What are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? Did we rush to open up everything too fast? Would our economy actually failed by keeping things closed or even shutting things back down? I can't predict what is going to happen in 2022 with COVID-19, but I can say that this is probably a virus that's going to be here to stay. We have different strands, Omicron, Delta. There's a lot going on. You know, they're begging people, if you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. In some cities, you have to produce your COVID card and a valid ID to access indoor resources, especially restaurants. Some people are griping. Schools. In some states, the schools can mandate mask wearing of the children. Here in Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court ruled that each school district in the state of Pennsylvania can put in their own rules as far as mask wearing goes and children. If we don't, so I recently heard Omicron can be transferred through water. I'm not sure whether that's true or not. You know, we call medicine the practice. So are we going to still be practicing in 2022? Are we still going to be looking for ways to solve climate change and global warming? Or are we going to continue to do study after study after study, spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on studies that we've done in years past? 2022. Are our crime rates going to go down or are they going to go up? When the COVID money runs out in our urban cities, what really happens? Crime is going to go up. And these folks that we elect, see, now everybody's up in arms after these elections. When we try to tell you to do your homework, you chose not to do your homework. You chose to listen to others. And now you have to reap what you sow. As we go into 2022 and there's primaries coming about, there's elections coming about, we're going to move into 2023. Look at what's going on, people. It is time for you to take a stance and do what needs to be done for yourself, for your community. And if you don't like what somebody's doing, vote them out. Vote them out. An elected official involved in scandal, deed fixing, and we have problems in our community, vote them out. But make sure what you replace the person with, whom you replace them with, will do what they say they're going to do and hold their feet to the fire. 2022 is coming. 2022 is coming. homelessness in our major cities, how will that be attacked? Will it be the same rhetoric, or will it be real solutions with real people, new ideas, and not using the same old guard, the same old, sitting at the table? What are we going to do, people? You know, we can sit here and, you know, I'm tired of seeing elected officials on TV yelling that they're mad, yelling for another rally, when this was the same words they used 2, 5, 6, 10 years ago. And nothing's changed. Will it be the same? This is a great topic. When Pat put this topic down, it's a great topic. Here we go again. We're going. We're leaving 2021 and going into 2022. Will we see real change, or the beginning of real change, or will it just be the same, sugar-coated? Our children are suffering in our urban areas. Do our selected officials care? Or are they going to be standing in front of a podium for another photo op? And to those of you that are jumping up and down in some of these cities where you have outgoing mayors, or they're in their last year, 2 years of their term, especially if they only can do 2 terms, remember, that's what they call, and when you have your last term, you're in the lame duck years. If you didn't hold the administration's feet to the fire, then stop trying to do it now. Because at the end of the day, the executive branch signs the paperwork, but your legislative branches are the ones that puts the bills through. So stop doing the Texas two-step, the electric slide. To you council folks, to your aldermen, to the legislators, to the congressmen, come together and stop pushing the buck back and forward. Because at the end of the day, the executive branch will say this is what they do have power to some to the degree, but they still need these folks to do their job. You know, we're in the holiday season, and I will guarantee if I look, open my phone, I will see several invites for people to go to fundraisers or holiday parties, as they call it, under the assumed name of a fundraiser. You know, the mayor of Philadelphia had a holiday reception. And it's please RSVP, but then it says you may bring your check or make your checks payable too. City commissioner, kick off to 2022, had a event here in Philadelphia, a platinum. PACs can give up to $12,600. Platinum, $3,100. These are individuals. Gold, $1,000. Silver, $500. Bronze, $250. You know, you open up these days and you see these people, they're having these holiday parties. They're not holiday parties, they're birthday parties. And they have a price tag on it. They're not the parties for the people, because they would be inviting the people in free. So what are you going to do in 2022? Will it be the same? Or will you take on the real task of challenging. Challenging those that are in power, those that have been elected to make sure they do their job. Are we going to continue to, as you go across this nation, allow neighborhoods to be gentrified for those that want to make money without the consideration of the people that live there? Most of your gentrified neighborhoods throughout this country, these developers do not look at the infrastructure, the human infrastructure, nor the parking, or what the demands are of the community. And especially during COVID-19, I can speak here in Philadelphia, a lot of things got through, and people are asking, well, we didn't hear about that. We didn't know about this. Look, I'm supposed to be on an RCO board. Half the time, I don't get the emails now. Blaming it on a new phone? Nah. When you speak up and you talk truth to light, you become alienated. But you can't back down. You can't change your ways. You've got to stand for what's right. Are you going to stand for what's right in 2022? Or are you going to go with the same old, same old? Are you going to complain what the next person is doing? Or are you going to continue to fight for the community for which you, if you really truly love that community? Are our elected officials going to walk through the communities that are the hardest hit with crime, gun violence? Look, as soon as those robberies, and you know, we make national news here in Philadelphia with those Rolex watches and all, police were deployed, more police were deployed to Center City, Philadelphia. And yeah, the crooks were stupid. And thank God nobody was killed that time. But they did catch them. They did catch them in the city, in Center City, Philadelphia. But why can't we use those same, that same policing in our neighborhoods? Yes, if you looked and listened to the president who invited Mayor-elect to the White House to talk about the needs, one of the biggest things needed is everyone is short police officers. But we have to make sure when we hire police officers and put people in those positions, because those are also positions of power, that they will do their job. There's a lot that's broken in the United States of America. There's a lot that needs to be fixed, but there's a lot of good things too. We are not a war-torn country. We have resources, but they need to be allocated properly across our country, across our cities, across this nation. We have to learn how to allocate. We have to be committed to the solution, the real solution, and not the Band-Aid solutions. We have to be committed to the people that are going to do the job and do it right, not the people that are going to continue to want to do photo ops. That's where we lose. We have to stop allowing others to choose our leaders for us and start to choose our leaders by us. That's what's got to happen in 2022. That's what's got to happen. And if it doesn't happen, we're going to have the same old, same old. You know, and I have to say this as we leave 2021, a city council person told me one day, you don't know how city government works. And I looked at them, and I never answered, because I've been dealing with city government and politics since high school, and I'm older than they are. Check my record. I didn't just come on the scene 10 years ago. I don't have to be in front of a TV camera. I don't have to be yelling up and down on Facebook. But I care about my neighborhood. I care about the people. And I will continue to do that. So if anybody wants to challenge me, challenge me. And as we go into 2022, we need to elect people in the 190th, especially, that which is the state district, state representative, that are committed to the people of the district, because this district had been ridiculed and full of corruption, lack of leadership, lack of concern. And Lord knows, I couldn't tell you when the last time my state rep was on the south side of Market Street, unless it was for a photo op with somebody else. This all started. Know your history, folks. I know the 190th. I know it well. I know who's won. I know for those that tried to move into the district and still lost. So, and a name, a last name is not going to let you win. You have to be committed to that area. And that's what we need to do in 2022 going forward. Look for the people that are committed to the area, that knows how to make a change and want to make real change. With that said, we're going to take our final break of the year 2021, unless we do a pre-record. So you're listening to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM out of Philadelphia. I'm sorry, Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania.
My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. Life is tall. Yeah. My intuition is telling me there'll be better days. I sit in silence and find whenever I meditate. My fears alleviate, my tears evaporate. My faith don't deviate, ideas don't have a date. But see, I'm growing and getting stronger with every breath, bringing me closer to heaven's doors with every step. As we speak, I'm at peace, no longer scared to die. Most don't believe in God, and so they terrified. It's either that or they be fearing they gon' go to hell. Asking the Father for forgiveness, God, I'm overwhelmed. As if he's spiteful, like them white folks that control the jail. See, I believe if God is really never judge a man, because he knows us all and therefore he would understand. The ignorance to make a take his brother life, the bitterness and pain that got him beating on his wife. Like, I know you desperate for a change, let the wind glide. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from inside. But the only real change come from the cemeteries are in chains, I see men cry. But the only real change come from inside.
Welcome back to Tone and Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM out of Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. My name is Randall Jefferson. Pat Edouard is not with us today. Here we go again. Will we see change or more of the same? You know, as you listen to this song, Change, change comes from the inside. Change comes from within you. Change comes from within your organizations. Change comes from within the council, the people that sit there, Congress, the people that are sitting there, the White House, the judicial system. And Lord knows, you know, I could talk about the judicial system all day long, because the judicial system, where change has to be made as well. Judges need to stay away from the political folks. Their job is to enforce the laws. That's their job. You know, I had this conversation the other day about district attorneys. You know, you have to be willing to enforce the laws. When you start looking at some of these folks that are now on the streets committing these crimes, you know, we don't have crime in Philadelphia. But, you know, got apologized for, you know, but for, oh, I misspoke. Okay. Not me. That was not my words. I did not say that. That was said by one of our top law enforcement officers, that district attorney. When you look at what's going on, how will change come about? When you look at when everybody was jumping up and down when Barack Obama won first term, that was change and hope. We're still talking about change. When we talk about global warming, we're still talking about that. We talk about infrastructure, we're still talking about that. Yes, money is being put in the pots for infrastructure, but who's going to mind the store? Who's going to be held accountable? Where will the transparency come about? How much knowledge do you have about what's coming down the pipeline? Change. What's going to happen in 2022? Will COVID be the change agent? Will continue to bring things to the surface of what's going on and what's going right and what's going wrong in our cities, in our state, in our country, and around the world? What will actually be that we will be able to hang our hats on? This made a change. This made a difference. I made a difference. We made a difference. Because there is no I in we. There is no I in we. You know, there's a, when you play football, it's a team effort. When you play sports, it's a team effort. Majority of the sports is a team effort. More than one person working together for this, for a goal. That's to normally win a game, win the race, win the meet. This is what needs to happen in our legislatures across this country in 2022. Work together, find true and real leadership. Work together to make a change for the betterment of all. Not a few, because we've done that and failed at that. But I'm talking about for all. See, the old saying was the rich get rich and the poor stay poor. Think about it. Everything has gone up. You know, supply chains. Well, let's think about it. Thanksgiving, the CEO of Ocean Spray said there would be a shortage of cranberry sauce. I walked in the stores across this country, and they had cranberry sauce piled up with so many for so much. Makes you go, There's a shortage of Christmas trees. You ride throughout, I don't know about where you folks live, but I've ridden in the suburbs of Philadelphia, through Philadelphia. The people selling trees may be a lesser amount, but there is an abundance of trees that I've seen at those that have trees. Is this another scare tactic to make you go spend money quicker? And if you listened and believe in the economists, we are on a pace to have a record sales, holiday sales. Makes you scratch your head again. When you really think about this, change. Will there be change, or will it be the same? Will it be smoke screens blown up? Will somebody take this one piece over here, move it to over here, and continue to cloudy, make a cloud fog up everything? Change. If you plan, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. And right now, across this country, we're failing at a lot of things. And I said it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Black folks are failing. You know, and I have to say this. I live in a section of Philadelphia. Those that maybe live in Philadelphia. There's a section of West Philadelphia. 52nd Street is the business corridor. And there's a push for folks to go shopping on 52nd Street. And it's Wells Fargo Bank is pumping money into 52nd Street. And first of all, if you know anything about that area, what can you buy on 52nd Street? There's Babes, which is a good store. And, you know, I'm calling names and they ain't pay me no money. Okay. But I'm just trying to point out something here. Yeah, plenty of sneaker stores. And yes, DTLR pumped in some money. But when you think about this, if you know the history, you have to leave the neighborhood to really buy what you need to buy. One bank, not Wells Fargo, Citizens Bank. When it used to be PNC, PSFS, Western, you know, it used to be four or five banks where real merchants could go and bank. You just have one. Real change. Will we have real change, or will we still be the same? As we go into 2022, you know, we're going to wish everyone a happy holiday, prosperous new year, and take a look in the mirror, as Michael Jackson says, the man in the mirror. Look at yourself. Are you going to make a difference? Are we going to make a difference? Or are we going to do the same things that were done in 2021, 2019, and prior to COVID? Because COVID's not going nowhere. But we have to make a difference, whether it's one person at a time, two people at a time. And I want to shout out to those people that are actually making a difference that I know. My sidekick, Pat Edouard, making a difference. We've been together since 2019, day in and day out. Erica Stewart, making a difference. Nonstop. Neighborhood House in Wilmington, Delaware, who does not have the same, that city does not have the same resources that Philadelphia has. Making a difference. The STEM Queen, Jacqueline Means, making a difference. Yes, I name names. And I'm going to name names of those making a difference in 2022. And I'm going to name names of those that need to get out of the way. Because they're holding up progress. So, with that said, I want to say to everyone, thank you for listening to Tone and Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. And though we may be a little late to our Jewish friends, Happy Hanukkah. We'll talk to you in 2022. I'm Randall Jefferson. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being part of the Tone and Tenor family here on WWDB Talk 860 AM out of Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. And I want to thank all of our engineers, our new ones and our old ones, because without them, there will be no us. It's not I, it's we. Have a good holiday. In the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far because